Shanti Bhagavatam.
Mm.
Oh. So this should be mentioned.
Oh.
Wow. It is not only a temple, but a planetary, according to Bhagavatam. Where, which planet is situated, where is Vaikuntha Lok, where is Golok Vrindavan, where is...
Wow. One of the real planetariums, yeah. Like in the West.
Yeah.
Whoa, boy. That's what I told him, that... That this is not a temple, this is like a big cultural exposition museum, planetarium.
Boy, Prabhupada, the people will pay. Mm-hmm. Everyone will pay a rupee to go in and see that. 1 rupee for that, 1 rupee to
and
ride the escalator.
And there will be escalator to take them to the Divine Planetary System.
Yes.
Mention that.
My father, in those planetariums, they use a machine in the center that shoots out light. Mm. My father helped to invent that.
Oh.
Wow. So we could probably...
So bring your father. Father and son, both together. He's, where he is?
In America.
Call him? He'll not come?
I don't think so, Srila
Prabhupada. Do you want?
No. He reads your Bhagavad Gita every night.
Then why he'll not come?
I think he's too much attached to my mother.
Your mother is not old enough? What is the age of your mother?
68.
Oh, he's still... She's attractive. A girl of 68? That's nice. Very good husband. And what is your father's age?
68.
And mother?
68.
Same age.
Same.
He had also some cases. Gandhi's wife was 1 year older than Gandhi. Yes. Kasturba Gandhi, she was 17 years old, and Gandhi was 16 years old, and they were married. There were many cases.
That was arranged by their parents, or they did it themselves?
Yes, by their parents. Except in Bengal and other provinces, they do not take much care of the age. Generally, the bridegroom is older. Boy is older than the girl. I was married, he was 11 years old.
11 years old?
Yes. And his wife, my mother-in-law, was 7 years. Dr. Rajendra Prasad, the president, he was married when he was 8 years old.
He had no choice.
How old was his wife?
He was sleeping. The marriage party goes to the bride's house. So it was the time fixed was at 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock, so the bridegroom was sleeping. So all the men went, "Oh, get up, now you have to be married, now you have to get up.
He didn't understand.
He doesn't know what he's married. get up, you have to be married now.
So in such cases, they would live separately though, until they grew older?
Until the girl is 12, 14. Since she must be a puberty period, then.
But still, they know who they are married to.
Oh, yes.
So they don't have any anxiety.
Yeah. Age was at that time 11 years. So she came to live at the age of 13 years. And at 14 years, she gave birth to a child.
How old were you, Prabhupada, when you... How old were you when you got married?
I was a student, so we were living separately. When she was 13 years old, after puberty, then she was But there are many mothers still. The difference between the child, first child and mother, 12 years. There are many mothers. At 12 years, they give birth to each other. Especially in Bengal.
In America, that is considered very horrible.
Why?
Catastrophe.
All my sisters are married within 12 years. My second sister, she became 12 years, and I heard my mother became so disturbed. Oh, this girl is not being married, I shall commit suicide.
At 12.
12 years. And she was given to a boy, my brother-in-law, for the second man. Means that my brother-in-law lost his first wife, and still he was 21 years old. My sister was 12 years old, and brother-in-law was 21. Shastra, I do not know exactly what is the Shastra, but they say that if the girl before marriage has menstruation, then the father has to eat that menstrual liquid. When it is strict. And if the father is not living, then the elder brother has to eat. Getting the girl married, rest on the father, in the absence of the father, the eldest brother. The girl must be married, that is it. It is called Dai, Konna Dai. Dai. Dai means legally inheritance, that is called Dai. Just like your father's money, you get automatically. So similarly, konna dai means to get the girl married is a dai, you cannot refuse it. It is incumbent, it must be.
So many of the girls in our society, they have reached that age, but they're not getting married.
Your society is different. Now it is here also.
I mean in ISKCON, in our society.
ISKCON is not going to be social reformer, but as far as possible, we can help. Our main business is how to make everyone Krishna conscious. That is our business. We cannot take up, but if possible, we can take up all the system of varnas.
If varna ashram is neglected, then how can there be proper functioning of society?
No, in which society chants Hare Krishna seriously, then it is all right. Never mind, whatever is done. It doesn't matter. Papi tapi jato chila hari name udharila. This is the power of Hari Sankirtan. If one is absorbed in Krishna consciousness, there are all benefits there. So long as the bodily concept of life, we require this varnasam dharma. Otherwise, there is no necessity.
Yes.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we have read in the 8th chapter, Madhalila, talk between Avananda Rai and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, perfection of life, how begins? This question was read by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Ravananda replied, it begins with the varnasambhava, regulated social life.
He rejected that.
Not rejected. Yes, it is not very important. Your vajja is external. Agika, you know, something more. So the varnasam dharma is a good help, undoubtedly. But it is not important for Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, how could I start this movement in the Western country? There is no varnasam dharma. But that did not hamper my movement. Now, people are surprised how these people have become such great devotees. So it was not based on varnasam dharma. No. Because the whole movement is spiritual. It starts from the spiritual platform. Aham Brahmasmi, Jivet Sarupai Nitya Krishna Das. Itaji Padapallabam Plavam. Mahatpadam punna yasom vyari, babam bhadi bhasa padam padam. Now, it's like here is a gap. So you can go by the bridge, and if you can jump over, that is also good. That is also good. So, to become Krishna conscious means to jump over to the spiritual platform immediately. And this varnasam dharma, sannyas, varnatyag, karmatyag, these are different steps only. But if you become Krishna conscious seriously, then you jump over all these steps. You go immediately. Lift and the staircase. By staircase you go, step by step. By lift, you can go immediately, faster.
But even some of these women, they're not married, but they are serving Krishna.
Yes. Sriya Shudja Tathavashya. This Sriya, generally they take it, even she is prostitute. Sriya. Tibi Janti Paranga. They can also go back to home, back to God. Mangi Pārta, if he takes Krishna very seriously, then everything is possible. No impediment. Ahaituki apratihata. Krishna's devotional service is so strong that it cannot be checked by any material impediments. The mass martyrs, they are thinking like that. How these mlechas and javans can become a Brahmin? But they do not know that by Krishna consciousness one can jump over. Maya mitang tarantite. David ji sagunami moha dhritra. Maya is very strong, therefore there are gradual process. Varnasam dharma, karmatyag, this, that, so many things. Pious activities, rituals. But this is the process, step by step, to cross over maya. But Krishna says, Mami vaja prabhadante maya metang tarantite. Anyone who surrenders to Krishna sincerely, immediately he crosses over. As Krishna says in another place, Aṅkā sarva-pāpibhā mukha-śāna. I'll do immediately. So maya means pāp. Unless one is sinful, he cannot be in maya. So if one surrenders, then he means immediately crosses over maya. So these Martha Brahmins, they consider this thing. They are thinking how a person born other families, they can become Brahmin.
So they have no faith in devotional service?
No.
What was the conclusion last night with Chaitaguru and Mr. Motilal? I couldn't follow it.
Then we come to Gita's instruction. Guna karma vibhava. Narada Muni also says that one must be qualified, not the birth. Just like this Mallik and we are the same Gotra. But the marriage cannot take place because
within
the
Gotra.
Same family.
The same Gotra.
And the same title there and same Gotra. That is the same family. That is the proof. So then in the same family, there cannot be any marriage. Sagotra. Sagotra vivaha nishet.
So no member of your family could have married someone in the Mallik family?
No. There is another Mallik family. They are different from our family.
They are not Jays.
They are not Jays. They are seals.
Seals?
Seal. They are title is seal.
Seal.
Seal Mallik and they Mallik. There are two Malliks. Their gotra is also different. In the marriage, before marriage taking place, one has to calculate whether they belong to the same family, same disciple. Then if it is the same, the marriage will not, same blood will not be accepted. Same family means same blood. So throughout the whole world, same blood is not allowed, marriage.
Yeah, that's going on in other places in the world too.
Huh? Yeah.
All over the world. They say that what will happen, one thing that will happen, is that if there's any, of course, this is a scientist's explanation.
Mm-hmm.
If there's any weakness within the family line, that means bodily weakness, mental weakness, or anything.
Mm-hmm. No, even it is not weakness, it will create weakness. Same blood. The different blood will create some incentive, different flow of blood. That is scientific. But who cares for that?
Nowadays,
the Mohammedans, they accept the same blood. They are not very intelligent. Throughout the whole world, the Mohammedans are not very intelligent.
They marry within their family.
Yeah. And uncle's daughter.
Uncle's daughter.
Yes. The father and his brother. So his daughter, his son can marry.
First cousins.
There was some case of that in the royalty in France, and they got some bad, some bleeding disease. From that. Hemophilia.
Yeah.
If they got any cut, then that would never heal. It only bleed until they died.
Really? The Russian role.
They did very scientifically not to get married of the same blood.
Many people ask us what gotra we are.
We are Achyuta group.
Achyuta
group? You can say Achyuta group. Achyuta means never falls down.
Never falls down.
Yes.
There's such a gotra, is there?
Yes. Achyuta gotra. All devotees, we are identified with Krishna's family. Achyuta gotra. Achyuta is Krishna. So Krishna consciousness mind means Achyuta Gotra.